It could be health. It could be jobs. It could be financial issues. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be stress in our lives. It could be trauma. It could be abuse. There's all sorts of things that weigh us down. Right, church? And so it comes down to who has ever had things that bother them to the core. Well, here's one of the secrets that the enemy doesn't want us to know. He uses that. The enemy wants you to think that you're by yourself. He wants to isolate you from all the people who love you. And guess what? This church is full of those folks. He wants to isolate you, wants to get you away from the people who care about you, who care about the circumstances in your life, who care about what happens to you. He wants you to feel alone, because guess what? Then he can mess with you. And I've come to a conclusion here, Lord, y'all, that Lord, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let it happen. Because the Lord is good all the time. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, I understand that there's folks here that are believers that believe this scripture. And I know that there might be some folks here who hadn't quite figured that out yet. I get that. I'm going to use some scripture to kind of prove some of these things. But I'm going to ask you to be open to the idea of it. That's all I want. Be open to the idea. So I'd like, as everybody came in this morning, hopefully you received a 3x5 card. If you didn't, if you'd raise your hand, please, we'll get one to you. You didn't, Darren? Okay, we got a couple here. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, sir. Now, I know that y'all who've known me a while know that I don't necessarily do things the same way as everybody else, right? I'm a little off kilter that way. And that's all right, I think. But I'm going to ask y'all, don't put your names on these. I want you to write down some of the things that are burying you under right now. We all have things that are burying us. But I'm going to ask you to step out on a little bit of faith and just write them down so that we can get rid of them. And I'm going to be even bolder than that. I'm going to tell you what mine are, or some of them at least. Because we also find that the things that weigh us down, they compound upon each other. They go in vicious circles. One thing affects another, affects another, affects another. And next thing you know, you're right there in that isolated mode that we were talking about. So a couple of my things, I'm diabetic. Got kidney disease. I've got some neuropathy in my feet. I got financial and job issues. I've gained weight. I miss my dog, who passed a little while ago. I got some fear of getting older and being alone. Got relationship or lack thereof issues. And I know that in some ways those things don't seem so extensive. They may not seem like big deals to y'all. But the thing about our junk is it's all subjective. My junk is different from his junk, is different from his junk, is different from that young man's junk. It's different from somebody else's junk in the back. And it affects us independently. Am I right? I also carry around the guilt, and I don't know if this, I told for those of you who've heard me talk before, it might come from the fact that I say half Catholic, but some Catholic guilt, I guess you would say. I feel bad about feeling bad. And that was my Catholic father that just giggled over there. But I feel bad about feeling bad because I know that I've got it so much better than so many people, but that doesn't make it any better for me. I know that I'm blessed. I know that the Lord's got me, but sometimes that stuff still weighs me down. Are we agreeing on this, or is it kind of just me? We all carry junk. So I'm going to ask you to write these things down. Don't put your name on them. God the Father and Christ his Son are referred to as the rock roughly 130 times in the Bible. There's got to be something to that. You pick any book, and if it has a reference that many times, you know there's something to that. It's got to be significant. And so we're going to talk about the difference between a rock and the rock. A rock can be broken. Right? Any of us who've ever had a big old boulder in our backyard and had to hit it with a sledgehammer, we know that a rock can be broken. The good news is the rock cannot be broken. He is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He doesn't change. Even though a rock is immovable, like Stone Mountain, it's solid. It withstands time, like Stone Mountain. It still can be cracked and worn down. You know how smooth most of Stone Mountain is. It can be worn down. But my God cannot be worn down. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's where I place my trust. But what about the rest of us? Those who may not be believers. You know, honestly, y'all, I don't know how anybody can go through life without Christ. I might get emotional. I couldn't. I'd be dead in a ditch without Christ. And that's reality. No one can survive without Christ. Take that in. No one can survive without Christ. And sometimes we forget. Heck, there's mornings I wake up and I'll own it. There's times when I'm not thinking about Christ. I get up, something hurts or something is messed up in my life, and it's not my first thought to think of Christ. I'm trying to change that, y'all. And I hope that you'll be along with on that journey with me. You know, but for those of you who don't believe, guess what? Just call out to him. Call out to him. Every single one of us needs saving. And we've heard the word, oh, are you saved, saved, saved? We hear that all the time in the church, right? But we need to be saved from the circumstances around us. We see the world around us, how crazy it is. We also need to be saved from ourselves. Testify, I'm my own worst enemy. I'd like to invite, this is where it's going to get a little bit weird. I'd like to invite everybody who has filled out one of these to do me the honor of coming up here and symbolically standing on the rock. Come stand on the rock. for just a moment and put these in the basket. We're going to leave them here today, y'all. And I know it's odd, and I'm not requiring everybody to do that. You don't have to do that. But I implore you, I'm leaving my crap here, y'all. And yes, I said it. I'm leaving it here because it's not going with me. It's staying here. And after everybody does this, I'm going to ask that Pastor John and our deacons come up and pray over these things real quick. We're going to put our faith in his hands. And y'all, most of it is because I don't know any other way. And for those of you who may not know Christ, come up and talk with us. We'll have an official invitation here in a little bit, but whatever you're carrying today, please leave it here. Like I said, you don't have to put your name on it. God knows who you are. A-Rock. Yeah. A-Rock can be broken. It's okay. I know that this isn't comfortable, y'all. Trust me, it's not comfortable standing up here and talking about my own problems either. It really isn't. But guess what? This body, this family, if we can't talk about these things here, where can we? And for every one of you that put something in this basket, and those of you who didn't, you're not alone, obviously. You just saw how many things went into this basket. We are not alone, y'all. If you guys would just pray over this stuff for me, please. Now, does this mean that everything in this basket and not in this basket is going to be fixed when you walk out in the parking lot? No. But it's off your shoulders. You can throw it away. Yes, you still have to handle it, deal with it, but you're not dealing with it alone. You're dealing with it with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is supporting us, who is picking us up. And it's interesting because it proved the point that I made earlier that a rock can break, but the rock can't. Right? The rock is strong enough to carry all of us. at the same time. The rock can carry every single one of these problems. No doubt about it. And not even think about it. Our pieces of paper and every piece of paper for every human being on this face of this earth. And I think that's my big message today. So where do you stand? Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for being the rock. I thank you for being my rock. I thank you for laying the rock underneath the feet of all the people here in this room, all of your believers across this world. And ask, Lord, that you would allow them to lean on you, to come to you, to stand on you. We're not treading water anymore, Lord. We're standing on the rock. And so, Lord, I ask as we go from here in a little while, that you would just let people feel the ease of knowing they're not carrying this stuff by themselves. And for those who don't know you, Lord, I ask that somebody's heart would be changed today, Lord. I ask that Lord, that you would give them the ability to stand on faith, faith in something other than themselves, faith in you, Lord God, that you would become their rock as well. Amen. Psalm 62:2 says that he alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Psalm 89:26 leaves us no doubt. You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I've got 126 more of these if y'all want them. In the New Testament as well, Jesus says in Matthew 7, 24, 27 through 27, he says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain comes down, the streams rise, the winds blow and beat against the house, yet it doesn't fall because it has foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Where do you stand? Where is your house built? And so I think one of the important things that we also have to remember is sometimes all the Lord wants is for us to say thank you. He just wants us to say thanks and recognize what he's done for us. The songs we sing, the worship, the praise that we do, that's what that's all about. It's just saying thank you. We give thanks and we rejoice. Our troubles may not be over, but again, we know we don't carry them by ourselves. Psalm 95:1. I'm liking the Psalms this week, in case y'all hadn't figured that out. Psalm 95:1, we read, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we know we can take that to the bank because God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. Isaiah 48:8 says, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Are we in the word? testify again. I'm not in the Word as much as I ought to be. I'm convicted of that. That's something I'm working on, y'all. But keep working on it. God is our rock. Jesus is our rock. But what's that mean to us in Snellville, Georgia today? It means we can stand on Him. Period. He's immovable. He'll hold us up. It means we can hide behind Him. Period. We can take that piece of rock and hold it up like this and hide behind that rock. Because sometimes we all have to hide. It's a reality. He is strong. It means He doesn't break. It means He'll be here after all the soil blows away. The rock will remain. But how do we as a society treat Him? How does the world that we live in, how do we treat Him? Brother Lyle touched on this last week. We ignore Him. We disrespect Him. We turn our backs on Him as a society. Where do you stand? If we sincerely ask and we try to keep Him in the front of our minds and hearts, He forgives us even that. We change our ways. We repent. We take care of our business because we know we stand on the rock. Kind of reminds me, you know, what kind of love is that? Who else loves you that way? Are you willing to die for God? Are you willing to die for Christ? Now, I'm not talking about some kind of weird, bougie, Christian version of jihad, but are you willing to die for Christ? And hopefully everybody's heads are doing this. And the reason I say that, there's a quote, and I believe it was Jim Elliot, the missionary who went down to South America and was essentially eaten by cannibals, but who all ended up turning to Christ. I believe it was him that said this. And if it wasn't, then I tried to find the credit, and I apologize if I got it wrong. But he said, you know, to live for Christ and to die for Christ, isn't the second the obvious end to the first? If you're living for Christ, no matter what you're doing when you die, you're going to be dying for Christ, right? Because whatever it is you're doing, it's for Christ. That's how I want to live my life, y'all. I'm terrible at it. I'm trying. But that's how I want to live my life. And I hope that you all can too. Again, I don't know how anybody gets through this life without Christ. You know, we change. Think about the way you thought about the world when you were young, or when, if you're, for our young folks, when you were a little kid, compared to how you think about the world and think about Christ now. I guarantee it's not the same. We change. He doesn't. He doesn't. He's constant. Constant love, constant care, constant wanting us to be with Him. Are you going to stand on that rock? So here in a moment, we're going to invite folks up to the altar to pray if they want to. Invite folks up to come receive the rock of ages, the rock that doesn't change. For those who need to make a change, I'm going to ask you to come up and make that change. I'm begging you to make that change. If you don't know, I'm going to be, I told y'all I was going to be blunt today, right? If you don't know Christ, you're in trouble. Get to know Him today. Don't wait. You could die in the car on the way home today. And I don't mean that being alarmist. But we never know. We never know. And spiritual warfare is real. The enemy is trying to work against us all the time. If we don't have him to lean on, if we don't have him to stand on, we're going to break. We're going to break. Stand on the rock. We'll invite the worship team to come back up and give us a nice little song here. But listen, we're all separated from the Lord. There's nothing we can do about it, because between sin, our thoughts, the fact that we change, we're doomed from the beginning. Without Christ and without him being that intercession between us and God, that's the only thing we got, y'all. So if you don't know him, please come up. If you do know him and you need to talk about some of these things you've laid down here or anything you did lay in here, the altar's open, y'all. I invite you to come up here. If you want to give your heart to Jesus, don't wait. Do it now. Do it right now. This moment, right now. I do this on a daily basis. It's kind of like I have to give myself to him every day. Not sometimes it's because I forget. Sometimes it's because I'm not quite sure. But the reality of it is, he is sure. He knows. Please, give your heart to Christ. Let him be. When you go to heaven and you stand before God and God looks at you, let him say, "Oh yes, Christ, you can come in." If for no other reason than that, come give your life to Christ. Because it's worth it. Because Christ deserves it. He died for our sins. He died so that we could live. Amen. So please, please come live. to invite our folks to come down, and we're going to honor the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And then we'll close out.
As they pass the place, let's pray for our offering this morning. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you for an opportunity to hear Jamie speak this morning. Thank you for using him, for reminding us that, Lord, you are the rock that we can trust. You are the rock that we can stand on. Lord, now as we give our tithes and offerings to you, Lord, I pray that you'll take the gifts that are given today, multiply it like you did the fish and the loaves, in the Word of God, and use it for your kingdom work, for the ministries here at Westside, for the things that we support as a church, the missions that we give to as a body of Christ here at Westside. Lord, thank you for God's faithful people, and we love you, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat.
We're about to wrap this up. I know I'm long-winded. Those of you who know me know I like to talk. I can't help it, y'all. And I repeat myself sometimes, but it's mostly just because it's that important. So I'd like to pray us out as we get ready to leave. And so let's just pray real quick. Heavenly Father.